Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views, the podcast where Jason and I hang out, kind of like a stepson, stepfather duo.
Kind of, but no one gets stuck in the washing machine. You know what I mean, man?
Jesus. Bro, cool off the sex references.
Sorry, bro. You're the one that talks about jerking off fucking for 35% of every podcast.
All right, let's roll the intro music.
Can I call you Jason?
You can play Jason. Yeah, go
can
ahead.
Can I call you Jason?
Yeah, I would love that. You can call me whatever you want.
So, Jason, you think TikTok's going to be... Have you heard of the news that TikTok may be canceled?
I love the windup. My daughter is in flames about it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was working out the other day, and my phone kept ringing. I thought somebody, you know, something was wrong. She's like, Daddy! Daddy! Right. TikTok's being canceled. And you know, like the likes got taken away for like an hour. So during that time, she's like, it's happening. She's like, the likes are gone.
Wait, what got taken away?
Well, for maybe like a couple hours on Thursday, all the likes and page views got taken away on TikTok. On every, like Charli D'Amelio's views were gone. She was like, it's happening. She's like, it's starting.
Oh, that's so funny.
Because the night before, the article came out that the U.S. might shut it down. So yeah, her and her friend were like.
I just feel like they wouldn't. Right? I feel like that's like a pretty tough thing to do. Not tough, but I feel like it's like a pretty like people are going to be outraged.
Yeah.
Like it's like I know it sounds ridiculous like talking about TikTok, but like it is outrageous. What's the argument? Sorry, I don't understand it. That China's stealing our info? Cuz okay, there was just an article that came out that Amazon employees, did you see that?
Yeah.
If you're an Amazon employee, you have to delete TikTok off your phone.
That was said to be false later, like a couple hours later after we all said that in the group chat.
Oh.
So that's not true.
Okay. So that's
Amazon not, employees can keep it.
Because right when I got that article, this woman, this girl pulled up. She was like 20 years old. She's an Amazon delivery girl.
Yeah.
And I was like, do you hear you have to delete your TikTok off your phone? And she goes, like, I love TikTok. And I go, I know. I just hide it. I probably scared her for the rest of the day, spreading false information.
The article I just read just said that basically it's really about influence.
Oh, that's what I think it is.
It's just about, you know, controlling, sending out certain things that the United States government doesn't want. And it's actually really not about the data at all. And that the data is really not that great.
That's the internet today is everyone has power now.
Right.
Like there's no such thing as like the top 7% or the top 7 people in the world control the media.
Uh-huh.
Like it's not like that anymore. Like even when people go like, are you not watching what the media shows you? I don't even know what they're talking about. Because I mean like, you mean my TikToks? Like that's the only thing I consume is like TikToks. So it's like not like I'm not watching NBC or anything. I'm on Twitter and I'm on TikTok.
It is pretty.
And those are both pretty, well, as far as I know, like uncontrollable things for like a government standpoint.
Right.
And yeah, there are.
Some of the things on TikTok are really not great, like what my kids consume.
What do they see?
Just out and out lies.
Oh, yeah?
Like my daughter will be like, is Howie Mandel okay? And I'm like, it's a fucking scam. He's okay.
I don't know, man. Yeah, bro. But
there's a huge conspiracy going on that Howie Mandel is not okay.
Trust me, I know. I've been texting him like crazy. Yeah, there's a huge conspiracy going on.
I mean, I don't know. I hope he is.
I don't know what to think about it. I want to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Not returning any of my calls.
Really?
Yeah. When I call him, I just get a dial tone.
Really?
Yeah, man. I don't know what's going on. I'm part of the problem. I'm why the U.S. wants to shut down TikTok because I'm over here spreading this information. I don't know. I think it's just such a bizarre thing to like. I don't know.
I think it's really about they fucked up his rally.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is, yeah. Right? That's what they fucked up Trump's rally.
And he's always had a bug up his ass about China anyway, so now he can easily just roll that into all the other bad things he said about China.
But has he said, who started this TikTok thing? Well, did Trump come out and tweet, like, Pompeo, I'm going to take down TikTok?
Pompeo came out and said he's looking into it.
Oh, okay.
And which is, he's in Trump's cabinet. So, yeah, I mean, they probably are fucking pissed. They're like, fuck TikTok. What are the steps to take down an app? Does Congress have to vote?
I have no idea. And does Charlie D'Amelio get to say something on behalf of us? Like, is she just sitting in the court with her hand on the Bible? Have you been speaking to China? Charlie's like, I'm just here to dance. The sweetest girl under the most like scrutinized like interrogation setting ever because TikTok's being. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's I think it's a very scary thing.
You do,
dude? You know what?
You've really taken to TikTok. That's like your thing.
I have really taken to it, and I'm gonna shout out one of my favorite creators right now. His name is Max. His name is Max Taylor.
Yeah. You sent me him today. Yeah. I've seen him.
I think he's really great. And he sent me this DM, Max. Sorry, I'm reading your DM out loud, but I just thought it was really sweet. He said, "Hey, dude, and it made me like really sad." He goes, "Hey, dude, if this app gets shut down, I just wanted to take this opportunity to say thanks. You duetting that milk video a couple months ago started a series of events that definitely changed my life for the better. Forever grateful, brother."
Aww.
That's the fucking. That was like the sweetest thing I've ever heard, and like so sad. Like this is his like fucking. This is
his livelihood.
Like, hey, man. I may not ever be able to talk to you again. Like, this is goodbye. Like, as if he's on a sinking ship.
Right.
And he's like, yeah, Captain just said that we're going down.
But he's
and there's
not.
No
he's
more
funny.
Life
He'll be fine.
No, he's... Okay, first of all, you guys should go to check out Max Taylor on TikTok because I think he's... I think... forgive me if there's a lot more people, but he's in my top three of, like, favorite TikTokers, I think.
I like Two Turn Tony, too.
Two
you
Turn
ever seen
Tony?
Him?
No, I haven't, but I'll look into him. I love going through TikTok.
I love little TikTok.
I like Ben because he reminds me of Vine, and he reminds me of like Nathan Fielder and like that uh-huh. type of humor. I hope TikTok doesn't get taken away, and if it does, go follow Max Taylor on Instagram.
I see people now on lives there. Now just basically saying like, guys, go over to my Instagram right now. I think this thing is going down.
I know, bro.
It's really scary.
It's so scary.
Remember when Vine went down?
Yeah. I don't remember when Vine went down, to be honest.
What do you mean?
What did you do? You were like a big Viner and you were old, so I felt like that could have been everything.
It was one of
the
most humiliating moments of my life.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
What was that like?
It was so humiliating. Like, I woke up, I hadn't met you yet. I was like, had no money. And Vine was like definitely declining. And then my movie came out. It didn't do well the first day. Same day my movie came out, it didn't do well. I woke up and Vine was gone. Oh no, they were basically like, get all your shit off Vine, download all your videos because you got about a week left or whatever. And I called a friend of ours and I was like, what the fuck? And he was like, yeah, dude, we all knew this was coming.
Yeah.
And I was like, what do you mean?
So the same day your movie tanked is when they took away your livelihood?
Yeah.
You think that maybe you had something to do with them taking away the whole app because your movie sucks so much?
I never thought of that.
The production company was like, where did he come from? Vine? Okay, let's strip the whole thing.
Trump shut it down.
That could have been it. Yeah. That could have been it. Yeah, no, all I remember is like, I don't remember. When Vine got taken away, it wasn't as big as it used to be.
Right.
Like Vine wasn't like,
yeah.
The problem with Vine and that TikTok has fixed is that Vine got to the point where it became YouTube. It became... Your top 40 creators are putting out like 70% of the content on the app. And that's what it was. And you were seeing the same content from the same type of creators that were huge. And they were, a lot of them were huge because they had a very like younger audience that were watching them. And then the older audience hated it and they kind of like turned against them. But what TikTok does is like, you could still follow your favorite people, but my home feed on TikTok is maybe 5% of people I know. Uh-huh. And 95% of new people I've never seen.
Me too.
And that's why it's the fucking best. Mm-hmm. Because a new person with a new joke can be heard and seen. And it's always so fresh. Bro, the fucking crazy. I'm on TikTok today. The best part about it is like the algorithm. The algorithm's crazy, right? Like it's like it shows you the funniest videos and the best videos. And I think it's so wild. I was watching a TikTok where this guy bought a jacuzzi for his balls. Have you seen that?
No.
Like you could get jacuzzi for your testicles. You dip your... You dip your balls.
Kidding me?
Yeah, you dip your balls into it.
Does it look like a little jacuzzi?
Yeah, it's a tiny jacuzzi, and you just dip your balls into it, and it like, and like it blows bubbles and stuff. And then I scroll, and the next TikTok is this father who learned sign language for his daughter's wedding, and for the dance, he's doing the sign language, like he's signing the song.
Oh wow!
And I'm fucking crying, like.
Like that song?
No, I don't know. Like six seconds after I was watching this guy put his balls in a jacuzzi, I'm over here crying at this amazing like act from this father, and it's just like that's why the app is so good, and that's what I've always tried to do with my videos. Like that's like always been like when I put together a video, I was like, I want you to be disgusted in the beginning of the video, and then I want you to feel something at the end of the video.
Right.
Like, and TikTok does it fucking over and over again for fucking hours. It is so crazy. And the algorithm is so quick, too. Like, sometimes I'll be, like, going through, like, videos, and I'll like a Call of Duty video. Like, one in every 10 video, I'll get a video from Call of Duty, like, people playing the video game. And I'll like it, and then I'll just keep scrolling. And I'll notice that more Call of Duty videos popped up just because I like this one. So now 4 out of 10 videos are Call of Duty videos. Oh, and I'm like, okay, this is too many for me. So the next Call of Duty videos I see, I swipe through really quick.
Mm-hmm.
And TikTok already is learning that I am over those videos.
Maybe you should speak in front of Congress.
And they don't see him again. Yeah. Guys, it has changed my life. And on behalf of me, Max Taylor, and Charlie D'Amelio, I want it. No, but I think it's such an interesting thing. And also like it's just brought like a new level of like celebrity to the world. Like I think it's like the all of those kids that live together in like like there's like 5 different houses.
Yeah.
And it's just the most entertaining thing to watch. Whether if you're watching it cuz you hate them or you're watching it cuz you love them, you're doing the same thing. You're just watching it because you enjoy it. I went to DMV. The woman there just sucks. The woman that was working there.
It's a tough job.
I get it.
I mean, you're just dealing with every single person.
But here
in
it is.
The state.
Here it is. Like this is my whole philosophy on it.
Yeah.
I went on it. The second she found out I wasn't a citizen, she was pissed.
Oh, forget it.
Yeah. She was like, I'm not fucking dealing with this shit.
Yeah.
She's like, what's your status? And I'm like, DACA. She's like, okay. She took a deep breath. She's like, this is gonna be a lot harder. And then I was like, she needed like my work permit because like when you're DACA, you're basically not a citizen. I mean, you're not a citizen, so you have to show them your work permit.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had copies of my work permit, and I was like, can you just scan my phone? And this was after she's already been giving me so much attitude.
Sure.
She's like, you need to come back a different day. I'm like, no, I just got here. Like, let's figure this out. And I was like, just scan my phone. Like, you can scan it. Because there's literally, in the emails, they send you the barcode so you could scan it.
Right.
And I was showing her. I was like, just scan this. She's like, I'm not scanning that. I'm not scanning your phone. And I'm like, can you just try? She's like, no. And I'm like, they do it at airports. And she's like, you're not at an airport. Bro, she was so mean. And then like my car ride home, like all I kept thinking about was like what I should have said.
Oh,
in that moment, like that was a perfect example. I don't usually do that, but this time I was like,
you're not smart enough to work at an airport.
No. Like this is what I want to say. Like if I could go back in that moment, I just would have been like, ma'am, been so polite. Just like, you know, killing people with kindness is the best way to kill people.
Uh-huh.
It's be like, hey, listen. I hate this place. You hate this place. Everybody here hates this place. Now, you have the power to really make someone's day. You work in hell. Now, imagine if you're the little spark of energy that's in hell,
right,
where someone can go, I went to hell. It wasn't that bad. I met somebody.
Right.
Like,
sounds like it would be in a movie.
She's like, she has the opportunity to really make people's days.
Mm-hmm.
And she's
or
in
not.
The... And and she's in the best position to do so because everyone's expecting nothing of her,
right?
Because people at the DMV are so fucking, everyone's just pissed.
Yeah.
Everyone's fucking pissed. I just want to be like, just.
So you didn't get your license.
No, I didn't get my license from
dude. Shit.
And I just wanted to be like, just you can literally make so many people's days if you were just nicer, like just nicer. And it's like this from the second I walked up, she was pissed. And then I told her I wasn't a citizen and then fucking. All respect went out the window. She's like, I'm not fucking dealing with this immigrant.
Yo, I have a question for you.
Yeah, hit me, bro.
You live by this rule of dead ass.
Yeah.
Right. And you want to explain to everybody what it is?
If you say something and then you say dead ass after, it means you got to follow through.
Right. Or it also can be used as...
Like, are you telling the truth?
Yeah.
Dead ass?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
I think everybody knows, Jay. I think you're just a little older, but that's fine.
Okay, I don't know why you have to bring up my age.
Because it's obvious that you don't know
minutes,
because you're older.
Know.
Well, because when you ask questions like, what's a cell phone? I have to go, it's probably because of your fucking age.
What is a cell phone?
It's this thing. Fuck it. Go.
What is... So I see written here in the house, rules of engagement for a dead ass.
Right.
What does that mean? As of 6/14/2020, a dead ass cannot negatively impact a previously agreed upon work or personal agreement solely for personal pleasure or release of anger / frustration.
Yeah. Natalie made a dead ass saying, if you don't come on the hike with us, I'm dead ass going to use your credit card and buy everyone a trip to Hawaii.
Ah.
And that was like a really weird, that was a really weird way to use a dead ass. So we made that rule where she can't use anything like that just because she was angry. And that, you know, that's going against our agreements.
Do you think that you maybe use deadass a little too much and take it a little too seriously?
Yeah, but I mean, it's only as serious as you make it, right? And
right.
It's like, that's
Do you think you'll be 50 using the word deadass?
Yeah, of course.
You're going to keep deadass your whole life?
Deadass, I'm going to try. You don't have a word like deadass?
Well, we used to say, keep your word? Or are you telling the truth?
Yeah, but you know what the problem with that is? Like in school, we used to do shit like swear to God, and then
yeah.
Some fucker would go, I'm not Christian. And then you'd be like, well, fuck you, go fuck yourself. Or like somebody would be like, I swear to my mom, and then right. They'd be like, my mom's dead, and like some stupid shit like that. Like
right.
That's why dead ass is like has no connection to it, right? Other than how powerful that word is itself. Like there's no, it's not connected to some religion or a family member. It's just a strong word on its own, and that's why it's so important.
Have you ever lied on a dead ass?
No.
Never?
Never.
Even if you were like involved in a prank and someone goes, dead ass?
No.
You've never lie on it?
No. If you ask me if you're being pranked during a dead ass,
yeah.
I'd either tell you to go fuck yourself or like you'd know. What I would say is, dude, don't ask me that right now. That's what I'd say.
Okay, good to know.
Because I can't, no, I've never lied on a dead ass. That's what like Zane sometimes will be like, dude, you know the San Andreas Fault is about to like rupture. There's gonna be a huge earthquake in California, and I'll go dead ass, and he'll go, dude, fuck you, like why can't you just go with it for a little bit? Like it's not even fun anymore because of that fucking word. So yeah, he's lied on dead ass once. So I don't. Jonah lied on dead ass once.
Yeah,
I no longer talk to him about that word. Once you get one strike and you're out. If you lie on that word, it's fucking like I'm being honest. I'm being serious. Like I know it sounds like a goof, but you gotta respect it at all times.
Got it. Dead ass?
Yes.
Oh, how was your weekend in Chicago?
Oh my God! Thank you for asking.
Tell me. You know, Charlie said, oh, "Where's David?" I go, "He's in Chicago playing video games." And she goes, "Oh, for a brand deal?" And I go, "No, just to play video games."
Oh, that's
like,
embarrassing.
Can't she just do that at home?
Yeah.
His friends like, yeah, but they're all together playing video games. She's like, oh. Okay.
Yeah, my friends.
I see David's lost.
My friends actually kind of surprised us with this. They put all the TVs downstairs in the living room.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So there are 6 TVs down in the living room, and we each were manning one and where we were playing, and it was fucking horrible. It was the worst time ever.
Why?
Because when we play in separate houses, we can talk on the mics and we could hear each other.
Uh-huh.
But when you're in person, there's a delay on the mic, and you could hear the person in the same room. So you hear Mike go, he's on your left. He's on your left. like you hear him twice, and it's
right.
Fucking really, it's the worst. Like we couldn't play at all. And if you took the mics off, then you couldn't hear each other because we were just the right amount of distance where it was hard to hear each other.
Right.
But also like just the right amount of distance where it was annoying to hear each other. So yeah, it wasn't as fun, but it looked really cool. And like it was the thought that counted. But yeah, it was nice being back home.
Food and stuff.
Oh my God, yeah.
I heard you guys went nuts.
Every time I go there, I eat. I mean, I tell this to Ilya, if you're on vacation, calories do not count.
Right. Okay, 50-year-old mother from Wyoming. What did you get? You know the food in Chicago's the best.
What did I get? Yeah. Dude, I don't even remember what I got.
Don't even say Qdoba.
Oh, I got Famous Dave's. I definitely got
Qdoba. Wait, did Taylor go with you?
Yeah, Taylor was there.
You took Taylor, let me get this straight. You took your assistant Taylor to Chicago to play video game, to watch you play video games with your high school friends.
Okay. Yes.
Because I remember this conversation. I remember Ilya being like, Ilya was like, he's like, should we bring Taylor? What should we do?
Yeah, okay. Taylor wanted to go. Okay. Right?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, she's a maniac, of course.
Taylor, like, really wanted to go. And okay. I was like, okay, I don't know if this is, like, crossing some work boundaries. So I, like, talked to Ilya about it. I was like, I don't know if this is, like, the right thing to do.
Is that really what you said in your mature conversation?
Yeah, I told her. I told Taylor, I was like, Taylor, can you step out of my room? I'm having a mature conversation with Ilya. No, I was just wondering. I was like, can she come with us on this thing? Like, then she's just going to be, like, yeah, because I felt like it's going to be, like, it's July 4th. You should be, like, not working. But I'm like, if she comes, she's going to be working, and that's going to suck. And you like that, apparently.
Well, I would think you would know by now.
Well, no, I know. But I'm just saying to the people listening, I don't think people listening like work as much as you do.
Whatever.
It's a very
bizarre
thing.
They need a new job then.
Say what?
Find a job where you have fun.
So anyway, I brought her, and I was there with my friend.
Taylor reminds me of that show, Kimmy Schmidt.
What?
Like someone that was held captive.
Oh God!
For like 10 years, and then came out.
She really is like that.
Sometimes
it feels like I'm holding her captive, and she has, and she has no, you know, she just likes me. What is that called? Like Stockholm syndrome?
Yeah,
yeah.
Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah, it's like where she just like falls in love with her captor. Yeah. That's kind of what I feel.
That's so scary. Please do not paint me like that. That's so scary.
Taylor. I just don't know why you.
The truth is you struck gold with Taylor. I almost called you Gaylor. You struck gold with Taylor. She's like amazing.
No, Taylor is the best.
The fact that she wants to be with you in Chicago to play video games.
She's the best. And dude, like, and when I leave, she's like the one person I'm thinking about. You know why? Because she's taking the role on as my mother.
Oh, I know. You were saying this in Utah. It was so funny, Taylor. He was like, I want to get back home so Taylor can make me food so I can lie in bed.
That's what I did. I went and hung out with his mom.
So we were hanging out with my friends, and Taylor was there. And I told Taylor to go get us food.
Yeah.
And Taylor left, and my friends were like fucking so confused. They're like, dude, why? Like, what are you? Why is she doing that? Why is she doing that for us? I was like, well, she's working. I was like, yeah, but like, we'll go get the food. Like, and every time I'd ask Taylor to do something, like, you would hear either John, Taylor, do you remember this?
100%. Like, they'd be like, no, Taylor, you sit down. You need a break.
Yeah, or like you'd hear like John laugh. Like, even when I ask her to do things now and like John's on my headset and we're playing video games, John laughs because he cannot understand that I have an assistant like working for me. And there was one time they were all trying to get her to drink. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, she can't. She's on the job. And like Mike was like, come on, don't be a fucking pussy, Taylor, drink. And I'm like, no, she can. Taylor's like denying it. And like Mike's like really trying to peer pressure her to take a shot.
Yeah. Did you?
I think later she took a shot.
Nah.
Did you drink later?
Not until it was like 3:30 a.m. and I made Ilya take a shot with me.
Yeah. Because
we were done for the night. Yeah.
You did? How was that hotel we stay at?
Oh, it was nice. Yeah.
Where'd you stay? Where'd you stay?
The Hilton.
Oh, it's not where we stay.
That's not where I stay.
Oh, that's not where you stay.
No, the Hilton's actually a lot nicer, I think, than where I stay.
Yeah, the Hilton.
But I like where I stay.
Where do you stay?
I stay at the Holiday Inn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's pretty great. And then Dave comes by in the caravan, picks me up in the morning to do the podcast, and it's a completely different Dave.
That's so funny.
Yeah, the car's always a mess.
Oh, and you know what she did for one of the days?
What?
She hung out with my mom for 2 hours so my mom could teach her recipes that my mom would make.
Wow.
Yeah, so Taylor learned a new recipe that she can use here. And she learned how to perfect this like rice that my mom would make. And I've had it 6 days in a row now. I think I'm going to take Taylor back to Vern Hills more. I'm just going to have Taylor adopt my mom's accent. Like, Taylor, you need to start talking like her, okay? And learn Hungarian and Slovak, okay?
Stop it.
Yeah.
You know she listens to this podcast, right?
No, I know. I literally just want her to turn to my mom, I think. That's what's going on here.
Oh, great.
We were at a friend's house in my hometown. A friend I don't really see that often, but his parents have Obama on their toilet paper, and they've had it for like 4 years, like in one specific room.
Right.
And I've always been like, hell yeah, they love Obama. and I just found out I was talking to him, and I was like, so how are your parents? And then he goes, you know how they are. I was fucking Republicans. Like, he's like pissed at his parents.
Right.
And I'm like, wait, what? And I'm like, and he's like, yeah, you didn't notice the Obama toilet paper we have in one of the rooms? And I go, holy fuck, I've been looking at it completely wrong. Because first of all, I haven't taken a poop there, so I haven't like actually wet my ass with it.
Sure.
So I haven't been like really putting it together. I've kind of just saw it as like a novelty. I'm like, oh, cool. Obama toilet paper. But these fuckers don't like Obama.
Yeah.
Because I thought to myself, and I told my friend, I was like, hey, dude, like, I would put merch as toilet paper. Like, I put my face on toilet paper as merch. And he's like, yeah, but do you think the president would want that? And I go, holy shit, you're right. I cannot believe I've been tricked into this.
I can't believe they're still holding on to their, they have enough Obama toilet paper left over that they're still using it.
Exactly. That, and yeah.
Either to run out or just let it go.
That's what I'm saying. Like, where do they keep buying the Obama toilet paper? So maybe they don't use it because they just like it.
Is it soft?
I mean, I've never used it. I don't know.
Interesting. Is it like a real picture of him, or is it like a cartoon? Or
it's a cartoon picture of him.
Oh my god!
But it's like, I don't know. I've seen Trump's face on it, and I thought that was like a
right.
Oh look, I have all the Trump memorabilia. I have a Trump action figure, Trump toilet paper. Mm-hmm. Like, I just didn't know that was like a sign of goddamn. Thank God I learned this now. Like, and you know, someone like tries to sell me toilet paper with my face on it, and I go, this is sick. thank God I know. That's a no go.
Try this out.
I showed my mom magic tricks when we were back home.
Yeah.
Bro, she was so pissed at me. She's like, she got like really serious. She's like, I'm your mother, and you can't tell me how that works. You can't show me how it works.
Did you tell your head Taylor go put the card in the car?
No, I was just like guessing her card every time, and like, right. My mom was getting really pissed. And then I had David Blaine FaceTime me and my hometown friends.
Yeah.
And he like ran through a trick and just fucking blew my hometown friend's mind.
Really?
Yeah, he was like, the trick was crazy, Jay. Crazy. And it's going to sound like I'm like,
so
it's going to sound like I'm not setting it up properly, but he told us to grab a deck, any deck we had in our house.
Yeah.
And he told me to not look at the deck, put four cards at the bottom, three cards at the top, four cards at the bottom. And he kept like having me rearrange the deck.
Yeah.
And then he had John pick a card. Then he had John pick five cards out of the deck. And then I had to hold the cards face down, and John picked one of the five cards.
Yeah.
And then over FaceTime, David guessed the card that was in John's hand.
No fucking way.
We had no fucking idea, bro. They all lost their minds. They all lost their minds. It was crazy.
Wait, what's going on? What kind of diet's going on in this house?
I'm on a paleo diet.
Do you even know what a paleo diet is?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Tell me in five words what paleo
means. What's your definition of paleo?
Five
and
words.
Keto.
Taylor and I don't tan. We're pale.
Yeah, we stay out of the sun.
Yeah, we stay out of the sun. That's what we're on the paleo diet. We're paleo. Honestly, we're paleo as fuck.
If I was your dad, I'd tell you to go to your room.
You are his dad.
Natalie's on some weird fucking diet.
Todd, and I started.
Natalie's, all Todd talks about is keto. Keto.
Jay, my dog. Natalie's on a seafood diet. She sees food and she eats it.
That's normally the kind of fucking diet I'm
go
on.
To your room.
But the past 2 weeks, with the exception of 4th of July, Saturday, Sunday, whatever, I have been on a keto diet, and it's like you eat no carbs, no sugars.
Okay.
And like, I am a carb for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
You know what's great
gal.
About Natalie being on this diet is it's turned her into like, it's gotten her really creative, and now she's making cakes fucking
keto cakes.
Yeah.
I made cakes.
Like,
made dinners every
fucking,
single night.
She went into survival mode.
Yeah.
She's like, how the fuck do I make a cake and I can still do what I gotta do? It's like the best. It's like she's like panicking.
Yeah. Because like, you make it with almond flour or something, right?
Almond flour. And you can still have like creams and stevia. I use stevia as sugar.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so she can't have carbs, bottom line.
You should
right?
buy
That's
stevia.
It
no, it's sugar. I can't have sugar. Yeah.
Oh, I'm not having sugar.
You should get my soda. My Zevia soda.
Oh, okay.
So good. I bet it's on keto.
Wait.
That's the soda I had you try.
You can't have sugar? I haven't been having sugar in 3 days. Did you see the board?
Okay, I know you want to keep making this about you, but other people in this house, including myself, have been making a lot more sacrifices than you have, okay?
Natalie, I'm literally going keto. You're eating fucking cakes.
Not keto.
Wait, you just came out and declared you're done with keto.
Okay, because I'm so fucking over it.
How many days you do it?
I've done it for like 8 days.
Okay, that's pretty good. So over the 4th of July, over the holiday, you did it.
Okay.
Which is impressive.
Well, no, I took a break for 4th of July.
So not 8 days.
Dude, she's not.
So you did it for 2 days before
understand.
4th of July and 2 days after?
I'm like, how
explain
long
to
I
me how I'm not keto, please. Explain to me, because now it's pissing me off.
Okay. Yeah, you've been eating rice. Yeah,
you said no sugar.
You had a big thing of rice.
No rice, no
carbs.
Sugar, no carbs. What are you
Oh, I said no carbs, and you went, no, it's no sugar. You meant to say no and no sugar.
I have whatever. Yes.
Okay, there's carbs in rice, but it's so small. It's like so much smaller than
no
bread.
No grains, no nothing, no beans, no
That's
no,
a stupid diet. Obviously, no one should be doing that.
But the reason why you do it is because once your body goes into ketosis, you're not having carbs. Once your body goes into ketosis, it starts eating your fat cells for energy because you don't have carbs. Carbs is what you use for energy.
How
so
long
you
till
energy.
You go to ketosis?
Well, it depends for each person. So for someone like me that has carbs every fucking second of every fucking day, it takes a clearly takes a long
time. Spiraling.
Mood swings. Mood swings is another symptom.
Is ketosis like is that like reaching nirvana of the diet world? Like, is that the same thing?
Kind
like,
of.
When you and do you wake up one day and you go, this is ketosis?
No, no, no. Like you measure like, your blood you know? Sugar.
Oh,
and
okay.
Stuff
so
like
there's
that.
Not a moment that flips in your body.
No,
goes,
but like people, there's like some serious. I mean, if you're like a 300-pound person and you do the keto diet, and I have a friend that has done this, you can lose like 100 pounds. Like, obviously, I'm not right. in that
you
boat.
You say that shit so easily. You could just lose 100 pounds. Just give up well, Starburst.
Well, no, it takes like a year for us.
I'm listening to what you're saying, and it does make sense. Because when I got really thin, that's definitely what happened. You started burning before I knew you.
A long time ago. Somewhere I live somewhere else. Oh, bro, you know Taylor and Joe surprised me with pillows?
No.
They surprised me with a pillow that's made in Singapore that I've been wanting for a while.
Yeah.
And I asked Taylor to order it. So I thought they just got me what I ordered. Like, I was just like, oh, so you got me the thing I ordered? Like, and they surprised me with it because that's such a Joe thing to do, like to like wait outside and wait for the Amazon guy to come
right.
and then take it and surprise me with the thing I put in an order for.
Right.
But it wasn't. They spent their own money on these pillows.
How much were the pillows?
$400 a piece, two pillows.
Shut up.
How good are they?
They're good. No, they're good. They're good.
They're good.
They're good.
What's so special about them?
I don't know. So my friend,
nice and cool.
My friend Anton Zed, he's a big DJ, huge yeah. DJ. He travels the world,
DJ.
and he has like a really good bed setup in his room. So he knows his bed. He knows his like everything is custom. His bed frame, his mattress, the linens, everything. And he's like, the best pillows from all my traveling have been these pillows I found in Singapore. Here's the link. Right. And I ordered them.
You well, sleep on them yet?
I have slept on. I put them between my legs. They're longer.
Okay. Between your legs.
Yeah.
Why do you put them between your legs?
That's how, just how I sleep. Like, I have to cuddle something.
Sleep on your
so
side.
So do you like your pillow firm or soft?
Yeah, I like it
mushy?
Firm.
Oh, okay.
Firm. I like it firm and mushy. Ilya just walked in here, and he has this is a thing you got to kind of see. It's like a visual gag.
We've been waiting all night for this surprise.
We've been waiting for Ilya for like 3 hours for this surprise that he has. And the surprise is he tattooed my middle name, which I hate. It's Julian. And he tattooed it onto right under his belly button.
It's not under.
To the left,
yeah,
of,
to the left of
his
belly
button.
His
hip.
It's like a tramp stamp.
On oh, his really? On his like groovy train to his balls and penis.
Yeah. Ew, what the fuck?
Bro, it's great.
I'm being dead
you're gonna,
ass.
You're going to love it in like 3 months.
I'm being dead ass right now. I'm being dead ass. I'm so upset with you.
Do you know?
I'm so mad.
Bro, it's fine.
I feel like your
it's
fucking
so
mom.
It's so small. It's so small.
Bro, why is it right there? Dude, that's such
bro,
a weird spot.
I consulted with Ella. She said she loved it before I got
but,
it.
But you don't understand,
I initially told you to get it in a different place.
Where?
No, we discussed the leg.
Yeah.
And then we discussed the back.
And then I sent
and you
this,
and
then
you're
like, ooh,
at,
I like
was
that.
At the tattooist and like, send me the photo. I was like, should I do
just,
it there?
You understand how that just looks so dumb?
You know when it would have been a good idea to do that? If David was dead.
Yes, bro, if I was dead. Yeah. That's insane.
No, no. If David was dead, I'd get it too. Right there.
I was thinking of doing it closer, like down here.
No, bro, you don't put
oh,
it there.
Oh my God. It looks like your ex lover.
And it's crazy.
That.
You
out of the fucking
you know, as a guy, like a guy like me who's like likes weird, stupid, extravagant shit because he's a YouTuber, like, you think that I'd be like, oh, that's the best tattoo ever.
No, no. I was expecting this reaction. What are you talking about?
You expected?
I wasn't expecting, dude, holy shit, that's so cool. Like,
really?
Yeah.
Because when Scott got hit my face tattooed on his arm, I was like, that's cool.
Okay, well, that's
but,
much
like,
different.
You're in really good shape, and you have a really nice body, and you just
thank
fucked
you.
Yourself.
I did not fuck myself.
No, no, it's not that bad.
Julian?
Like,
Jay.
It kind of looks good.
Yeah,
it looks
fuck
good.
You.
It's, no,
it looks
it good.
Good.
It's
yes,
just a
it
little
does.
Strange.
Especially the name Julian.
Listen.
That's the fucking gag.
I'm going to get the lie detector guy in here tomorrow. Is there something going on between the two of you?
Maybe you'll see tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm busy tomorrow, actually.
We're
going out of town.
Wouldn't you like to know? Okay, Il, this is crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not that crazy.
It's just a tattoo. Really bizarre.
No.
If you didn't tell me, like if I just met you on the street and you were at the beach, I'd be like, oh, cool tattoo. Who's Julian?
Yeah, I'd be like,
what will you say?
I'd be like, it's my best friend.
I just, that's nice. But you're a fucking idiot. No, I think like I like the placement of your other tattoos other than that weird shark bite that you have around your knee. But like everything else makes sense. That's just such a
This makes total sense.
Okay, time out. Maybe I don't hate it. Are you going to do the rest of your chest?
Yeah.
Oh, then it's
fine.
Yeah,
it's not just this. It's going to be like something down here. It's going to be like.
Oh, you're going to be like fully tatted.
Yeah.
Oh, then it's cool.
Yeah.
I thought that was like the only one.
No.
Okay. So your abs and like everything's going to be tatted. Like
maybe not my abs.
Your rib cage.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, it's not as weird. I
going to say David and Dobrik, right, yeah. On both pecs.
Okay, it's not that weird. It's just weird because it's there. Nat, what do you think about it?
Maybe you could have like called or texted before you went ahead and tatted your body permanently, but...
You want your name next? Is that what you're saying?
No. Absolutely.
I'll get Noel on my face.
Oh, jeez.
Under my right eye. I come back tomorrow, says Natalie Noel.
That's crazy.
Face tattoo?
Would you get my name tattooed on you?
No. That's what this is about.
Really?
I think I'm saving my tattoos for like when someone dies. When you die, I will get...
Okay.
Actually, I don't think I'd get Ilya. Ilya's such a weird name.
Ill?
Betty. Get Ill. Betty.
Ill.
I-L?
Yeah.
I-L-L?
No, I-L.
I-L. And then
that just looks like Illinois.
Yeah, when people ask, I'm like, oh, that's where I'm from. No, I would, but Ilya told me this yesterday. We got into an argument about it. Ilya said that in the future, he thinks that there's going to be a machine where you can hop into it with like your significant other, and it will tell you your percentage of compatibility.
Uh-huh.
So he goes. You can take a girl that you just met at a bar. You both hop in the machine, and it goes 75% compatible. Like that's how successful of a relationship you're gonna have. Wow. He thinks that'll exist. Like he thinks that there's gonna be a machine that will predict the success of your relationship and marriage and
accurately.
Everything. Yeah, accurately. And he was asking me. He's like, would I use it? And I was like, fuck no, I'd never use it. And he goes, are you dumb? That's like the first thing I would hop into with any girl.
Right.
And I think that's crazy. So
that's so straight out of a Black Mirror episode.
Why would you do that is my question.
Because I don't want to waste my time. Why would you not do that?
I agree with Ilya.
What?
What do you got, dude? What are you talking 100%. About?
But you understand that like your own mind, your own brain is far more powerful than any piece of technology.
Let's put that aside. Pretend this can literally 100% tell you accurately what your relationship is going to be like with this person. If I was to hop into that machine
with
Liza, who I really liked, period, and it said 2 years. I'd go, well, okay, hold on.
Right.
2 years. No, I guess. Like, what the fuck? But right. No, those 2 years were the fucking best. Right. That makes no sense. That machine is flawed.
This is how I'm looking at it as. I'm looking at it as, the question is, are you going to be happy for those 15 years that you're with that person? And if you are, then great. Yeah, I wouldn't hop in.
Oh, wait, I agree with David. You're right. I wouldn't jump in.
Well,
yeah,
okay,
of course you wouldn't jump in. Any sane person wouldn't jump in.
You're right.
No, that's circumstantial because if the machine tells you that it's a bad relationship, you know, and you shouldn't be in the relationship with this person, then it works to your advantage. In your case with Liza, it was a great relationship, whatever.
But you learn from it. You learn from bad relationships.
15 years of a relationship? You're about to get married to somebody?
That's your fault that you're with somebody for 15 years if you don't like them year three. That's your fault. It's not like you're a slave to this 15-year thing.
Well, you kind of are. Some people are slaves to their own fucking marriage.
Well, that's a completely different argument. I'm saying I would not want to know what my relationship is like, period. And I can't believe you would want to know that. Imagine if you had all these ideas. You're a businessman. Imagine if every business idea you had, you can hop into a machine and it would tell you. Will this be successful or not?
That's different.
It's not. It takes away why love is love. It takes away the importance of like growing with somebody. It takes away the most beautiful part of a successful business is you fucking made it. because you tried, like trial and error.
It's not the destination, it's the journey, as my mom would say.
It's such a, I can't believe you out of all people would hop into that machine. It makes no sense.
About a business, I would never hop into that machine. But what about a woman? 100%. If I knew whether or not my marriage was going to last, fuck yeah, I would fucking happen.
You sound like a lunatic.
No, you're crazy.
You're crazy. Go fuck off.
Ilya, what if I got
you? I'm getting this fucking tattoo removed. Fuck you.
I'll drive you. Let's go.
All right, guys. That's all the time we have for today's podcast. Thank you guys for listening. Go follow Ilya, Natalie, Jason on their social medias.
Oh, that's the first time you've ever shouted me out in like anything.
All right. Don't follow Natalie. Follow
no one follows you off this podcast, Nat. Don't get excited.
all right. We'll see you guys later. This is the Movies Podcast.